You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Third Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, literally the Holy House, refers to the Holy Temples built in Jerusalem on the Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount. Since the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash by the Romans in 70 CE, Joseph prayed that Hashem will hasten the building of the third Beit HaMikdash on the Temple Mount. This prayer is part of the three daily prayers of the Jewish people. This Beit HaMikdash will be the fourth Beit HaMikdash on the Temple Mount, but is referred to as the third Beit HaMikdash. The Temple Scroll from the Dead Sea Scrolls and Ezekiel chapters 40 through 47 describe the third Beit HaMikdash. The prophets of the Tanakh state that the building of the third Beit HaMikdash is a sign of the Messianic Age. Micah 4 verse 1, "And it shall be at the end of days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be firmly established at the top of the mountains, and it shall be raised above the hills, and the people shall stream upon it." Ezekiel 37 verses 26 through 28, "And I will form a covenant of peace for them, an everlasting covenant shall be with them. And I will establish them, and I will multiply them, and I will place my sanctuary in their midst forever. And my dwelling place shall be over them, and I will be to them for a God, and they shall be to me as a people. And the nation shall know that I am the Lord, who sanctifies Israel, when my sanctuary is in their midst forever." Isaiah 33 verse 20, "See Zion, the city of our gathering. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a tranquil dwelling, a tent that shall not fail, whose pegs shall never be moved, and all of whose ropes shall not be torn." Rashi understands that the third holy temple is already completed in its construction and is waiting in heaven for Hashem to allow it to descend to the earth. However, Maimonides ruled that the third holy temple will be built by the Jewish people because he describes the exact measurements and dimensions to be used in the building of the third holy temple. Although seemingly these two great sages are indeed disputing an issue which is very essential to the doctrine of the Jewish theology, others go to great lengths to prove that Rashi and Maimonides are not at all arguing with each other. Maimonides wrote that although the temple that will be built in the future is written in the book of Ezekiel, it remains unexplained and unclear. Many aspects of the temple described by Ezekiel are difficult to comprehend, since that vision contains elements of prophetic insight which, in our generation, we do not have the spiritual or intellectual capacity to understand. For example, according to the prophecy of Ezekiel, the structure of the third temple will necessitate vast topographical changes in the environs of the Jerusalem. This temple will differ drastically in size from its predecessors. According to Ezekiel's measurements, the new temple will be so large that it will occupy the entire area of the city of Jerusalem. Ezekiel's prophecy explains that both the Temple Mount and the Mount of Olives will be enlarged and expanded in the future. Traditional Judaism believes that the building of the third Beit HaMikdash and the resumption of the traditional sacrificial services, although there is some disagreement over this point, it is generally agreed that some sort of sacrifices will be reinstituted in accordance with the laws in the Book of Leviticus and the Talmud. It is generally agreed that the full order of the sacrifices will be resumed upon the building of the Beit HaMikdash. However, Maimonides argued that Hashem had deliberately moved Jews away from sacrifices toward prayer, which is a higher form of primary importance. Maimonides, in his Mishnah Torah, does state the sacrifices will be re-established when the third Beit HaMikdash is built, however. During the Bar Kokhba revolt in 132-135 CE, the Jews attempted to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, but the revolt failed and the Jews were banned from Jerusalem by the Roman Empire. In 363 CE, Julian the Apostate ordered the restoration of the second Beit HaMikdash as a protest against Christianity, but the project also failed. In 610 CE, the Sassanid Empire drove the Byzantine Empire from the Middle East, which afforded the Jews control over Jerusalem. The Jews restarted the sacrifices and began rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. Shortly before the Byzantine Empire took back the conquered territory, the Persians gave control to the Christian population, which tore down the partially built Beit HaMikdash and turned the area into a garbage dump. Although the building of the third Beit HaMikdash is generally felt to occur during the Messianic era, a number of organizations have formed with the objective of preparing for the eventual reestablishment and/or building of the Beit HaMikdash. The Temple Institute states that its goal is to build the third Beit HaMikdash and has already made many items such as the menorah and clothing for the priests for the third Beit HaMikdash. La Mikdash is an education center for the public regarding the Beit HaMikdash as well as a training center for priests. The Temple Mount and Eretz Israel Faithful Movement states that its goals are to liberate the Temple Mount from the Muslim Waqf and build the third Beit HaMikdash. In 1967, Israeli troops liberated Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, but gave the Temple Mount into the control of the Muslim Waqf while continuing to remain under Israeli sovereignty. As it currently stands, only Muslims are permitted to pray on the Temple Mount, and non-Muslims have very limited access to the area, which means that the idea of building the Beit HaMikdash faces obstacles. Currently, access by Jews to the Temple Mount is restricted for both political and religious reasons. Many religious authorities interpret Jewish law as prohibiting entrance to the area because of the possibility that one will inadvertently desecrate forbidden areas such as the Holy of Holies. There are other religious authorities that do permit and promote the idea of Jews going onto the Temple Mount as long as certain precautions and restrictions, such as not wearing leather or walking in certain areas, are observed. According to the religious authorities, the Temple Mount still retains its full sanctity and restrictions. In 2006, Uri Ariel, a senior Knesset member, ascended the Temple Mount with the suggestion that a synagogue be built on the Temple Mount alongside the mosque. The proposed synagogue would be strategically placed in an area that would not require immersion in a mikveh before ascending and in line with the rulings of prominent rabbis. The most obvious and immediate obstacle to realizing the desire to build the third Beit HaMikdash are the two Islamic structures, the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, which are currently located on the Temple Mount. The Dome of the Rock is currently occupying the actual space where the first and second Beit HaMikdash once stood. Israel has undertaken to preserve access to both of these buildings as part of international agreements. Another obstacle to building the Beit HaMikdash is that many religious scholars and authorities reject any attempts to build the Beit HaMikdash before the Messianic Age. A major reason for this rejection is that there are doubts as to the exact location in which the Beit HaMikdash is to be built, because there is a controversy as to the unit of measurement, specifically the size of a cubit. Without the exact knowledge of the size of a cubit, the altar could not be built. Without prophetic revelation, according to these scholars and religious authorities, it would be impossible to build the third Beit HaMikdash, even if the Islamic buildings no longer occupied the Temple Mount. Despite these obstacles, traditional Jewish services include prayers for the construction of the Beit HaMikdash and the reestablishment of the sacrifices. In addition, the lineage of the Kohanim and the Leviim has been preserved, and some of these descendants of Aaron are currently being trained for future services in the Beit HaMikdash. The rules of ritual purity are also currently practiced within the Jewish world in a continuation of the laws regarding ritual purity and the Beit HaMikdash. Thank you for listening to Third Beit HaMikdash. Shalom.